This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and all that? It's like two is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Palche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Yes, Dave, hello, and hello, listeners out there. A lot of good music coming up on this edition of the program. Coming up, we're going to be hearing some music from MJ Lenderman, Being Dead. We're going to hear material, brand new music, actually, from Jordy Greep, former lead singer of Black Midi, has a new solo record out. We're going to hear also new Godspeed, The Smile, Shadow Show have a new single we're going to be previewing, as well as music from The Vipers. We're going to be playing Richard Laviolet, The Retail Simps, as well as some brand new material from the Linda Lindas. I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, we got lots in store, so stay tuned. You want to give us a call, the numbers in Windsor are 519-971-3630, or Detroit, it's toll-free and out of town. Toll-free and out of town?
Well, it is. I mean, it's both. Neither is exclusive. No, but really, you can give us a toll-free call from out of town or even
around the world.
This is a little secret.
It's not
around
really.
The world.
It's not really a secret.
Okay, it's not a secret, but give us a call at 1-855-344-2526. That's 1-855-DIG-CJAM. And as always, we encourage you to check out the website. That's revrock.blogspot.com. There we have articles and playlists of the music we love and the bands we play. And speaking of the bands we play, we're going to be celebrating an anniversary with this first song from a 1984 record by the one and only band from the UK, The Fall.
Yeah, we're going to hear something from the wonderful and frightening world of The Fall. It has some pretty cool songs on there.
It has some excellent songs, and even though this was not Brixie Smith's first record with the band, this was, I think, the first where you really heard her pop influence really come into play, and you're hearing songs that really managed to get some airplay and some radio play in a way that The Fall never had prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
And you really hear the expansion of their sound to getting greater pop sensibilities, but of course, staying true to those weird avant-garde punk and garage roots as well. And I think we're going to be hearing a track that leans more to the louder than the former with this. The second song on the record, 2x4.
All right, you're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Oh,
Heard music there from the Linda Lindas. Actually, it is a brand new song from their brand new record. It is the title track from No Obligation. This thing's getting some good press already. And the Linda Lindas, just the evolution and the growth they've had as a band ever since they broke out with that one song, Sexist Racist Boy, has been incredible. And yeah, going strong as this great intersectional post-punk act. Amazing stuff. This is Adam with Dave, and you're listening to Revolution Rock. We're broadcasting originally out of CJAM 99.1 FM here in Windsor, Ontario. And, of course, we're also syndicated throughout many different stations throughout Canada. Whatever station you're hearing us from, thank you for tuning in. Also, thank you for tuning in if you're listening to us from the iHeartRadio app or online at cjm.ca.
Before that, we heard new music from the band Lice.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an album out called Third Time at the Beach.
Third Time at the Beach, I guess, ever. No, Lice is a cool new group coming from the UK. I think they're really following that trend of a lot of great bands like English Teacher or Black Country New Road. Kind of that very intellectual post-punk, talky post-punk sort of sound. I'm really digging this record and digging the track we heard. It was titled Moan in Circles.
Before that, we heard music from Bloodshot Bill, from Bloodshot Bill's latest album, Diary of the Doom, which is out on High Tide Recordings. This is an all-instrumental album, and we heard the track called Stretcher. And then we started off with a track from The Wonderful and Frightening World of the Fall in celebration of the album's 40th anniversary.
Yeah, that's right. Released 40 years ago this week. A fantastic record, the second with Brixie Smith as guitarist, and you can really hear her influence on this. Again, really emphasizing a lot of the pop elements compared to the band's previous discography, but of course, still entrenched a lot in garage, in punk, and of course, the ever prevalent surf element as well, which has always been a part of the Fall sound. People don't talk about it nearly as much as I think they ought to, but definitely influenced a lot of groups such as Pixies to also augment post-punk and surf rock as a sound. Another band that you could even argue have done that to an extent is who we're going to be playing next to open up this set. A band that I didn't even realize were still making music. They had a compilation out, I believe it was last year, but this is a brand new release from the band Vipers.
Yeah, based out of Toronto. They have a new album, self-titled, coming out in November, and they put out a new single called Sweet Change. We're going to hear it to start off this next set. We're also going to hear brand new music from the band Fake Fruit, Pressure Pin, based out of Montreal, and also Cult Crime. They put out a demo last year. Cult Crime's a band featuring Matt Menard, who plays in Psychic Void, mm-hmm. and Brain Itch, and a few other bands, and they had a single put out through Ugly Pop, a 7-inch, so I believe it's a slightly different mix or version of this song, but we're going to hear a song from the Gone Too Long single to end out the next set. But we're starting off with music from Vipers, so let's get started. This is Sweet Change here on Revolution Rock.
I'm lost. A friend to the loss it was. The blight, twice its size. A victory of the naval decline.
Best expressive.